my dawn. He never says I need a new attitude.
Good Monday morning. Glad to have you with us. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. 72, actually just changed to 73 degrees out there. Woo! So prepare, dress accordingly, right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. It is Monday. Our tails are wagging because it's time for us to check in with our friends at the Humane Society of York County. We have Mary Beth Knapp joining us. And good morning to you, Mary Beth.
All right.
I think we can hear you faintly. There we go.
Very faintly.
Hear me?
Yeah, we got you
now. We got you.
All right. Happy Monday, folks.
Circle gets the square. There you go. All right. We'll start with our dog of the week and a good old dog named Jack.
Jack is so handsome.
He is so handsome.
He has these longing eyes, and he wants to meet you. He was an owner surrender along with his BFF, Cuddy. And they were both rescued in this family that, unfortunately, they were always expected to be rehomed because they had so many pets. So what we know is that he is great with other dogs. So we'll take the positive there. He is estimated to be a pointer mix. He's only 3 years old, though he has a very old soul about him. And the great news is he's heartworm negative. So that is fantastic. He also is neutered, microchipped, vaccinated to his age, and he's a super sweet boy. We call him a little fluffy. I don't know if you know that comedian.
He's pretty barrel-chested, in this picture.
Yes, we don't want him to feel, self-conscious, but he is a little fluffy.
He does not carry weight in his face, though, I can say that.
he needs someone
or his legs.
To help him get on target. To his achieving his ideal weight. Of course, it's always better to be a little underweight for doggies because it's better for their hips. And he would thoroughly love daily walks and playtime with his forever peeps, which would help with the with the weight achievement. And, of course, for us, too, especially through all this self-isolation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So please call today and make an appointment if you are interested in meeting this handsome boy, Jack. He is waiting as patiently as he possibly can for you. And, of course, it would be also lovely if you wanted two babies and Cuddy went along with, but not necessary. Then we have our cat of the week. I love this picture. It's such catitude.
Sums up the face of a cat.
Oh, it's just a hoot.
Doesn't it?
Or bad Botox.
Handsome Mac, and he is also known as Mac Daddy. He definitely has an air of mystery about him. and so many other things. He's a handsome boy, about 1 year old. He as well is neutered, microchipped, and vaccinated to his age. And what I understand is he loves to talk, and he'll even gently tug at you for attention, which I love that. He is in search of a quiet environment with mature kids and pets, and he adores chin scratches. And he'll make biscuits. I don't know if you know that term.
I know that.
Yes.
And I love that.
If you hit the right spot.
Yes.
I love that. He is a gorgeous gray tabby, and he is ready for action, of course, because he is 1 year old. So if Mac interests you, please call again and make an appointment, and we can have you meet him. And, of course, you guys always say this, and it's so true. You might come in for one and walk out loving another because that connection is everything. Now, our paw scoop for this week is the goings-on with our Humane Society is all on our Facebook, so please like our Facebook and stay tuned. We've got our festival and gala on the books, but, of course, we are constantly assessing what's going on in the world and all the circumstances, and we are waiting to solicit our sponsors and vendors. So bear with us. We are working on it, that's for sure. We need these things to occur because, of course, it costs $53,000 a month. So making money is key. And, of course, having fun is even more key. We want to do our social gatherings because we need each other. And just a reminder, our rescue is open by appointment only for both cat and dog adoption. So call. You can call us at 803-802-0902 and make your appointment today. And our thrift shop is also open. And, oh, boy, people are just so excited to shop, which we are so appreciative. And that's Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 4. And, of course, consider giving. You can give financially. You can give supplies. You can give gently used items to our thrift shop where we turn that into life-saving money. And our items that we need are cat litter. Oh, my gosh. The kitty season waited, which we are so appreciative as well, but it waited, and now we are in full swing. So please, if you're out and about shopping, grab one more bag of litter or a few or five or ten and drop it off at our rescue. We would be so appreciative. We're also in need of healthy weight dog food and 55-gallon bin liners. And that is to carry out the used litter. Oh, boy. It is a full circle.
Oh,
here.
Boy. You hit that. All cylinders today, Mary Beth. I love it.
Boy.
Oh, man. Well, of course, you can connect with them in person over the phone or on social media or the web. But bottom line, if any of these animals spark your fancy today, you certainly can reach out to them, and they'll connect you with the right pet to get your tail wagging on this Monday. And Mary Beth, thank you so much for what you and all of the volunteers there do at the Humane Society, and love those fur babies for us.
Thank you so much, and thanks, Sharon. Thank you for sharing the news. We need everyone to just take the pictures and just use your social media and send them out.
All right. Well, you have a great work week, Mary Beth.
Thanks, Mary Beth.
You as well. Bye-bye. Okay.